Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Started with another hour of conversation, opening the door to your world this Tuesday morning, the 14th of July. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here to sing for our breakfast or our supper, depending on when you're listening. Can you sing for your breakfast, Jennifer?
Me, 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 me.
Me, 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 me.
What do I get for that, oatmeal?
Yeah, uncooked oats.
Oh,
would be good. Yes. Okay, so there.
Hot water.
You may be in hot water. The countdown to the flyby continues. Kenny is monitoring when, in fact, the Horizon spacecraft will get to fly by Pluto. We're down to less than 2 hours, Kenny, right?
Yes, a minute. 1 hour, 42 minutes.
1 hour and 42 minutes.
I'm going outside to watch.
Are you? Good for you. And what do you have for those naked eyes of yours?
Oh, you know, they're binoculars.
What
Hello?
To my wondering eyes would appear? I'll bet you if you had a really good telescope, you could at least see Pluto, right? Can you see Pluto?
You can see it, I
really
think.
Good.
No, well, can you? I don't
well,
know.
It's taken.
Oh, yeah, it's 8 billion miles away.
Yeah, it's quite a ride. It's the quote of the day so far. It seems far.
It's far.
It is. I wonder how far the Defense Department is going to get with an idea for transgender people serving in the military. I'm sure there's going to be a point or two here in the opinion department. 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer or Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com.
I'll tell you why this is excellent.
Why is it excellent, Jennifer?
Did you ever expect me to think that this was an excellent idea?
I don't like to predict what you're going to say or think.
Well, you know, especially in fighting ISIS or people of Muslims, they don't want to be killed by women. They're afraid of women because they don't get to go to...
Would it be worse if they were transgender, like male flipping to
female?
Well,
that's what I'm saying. We could trick them and we could just dress our male troops up like women and, you know...
They wouldn't even have to have the operation.
Right. Let's fake it.
Yeah.
Fake gender.
All right. For those of you who have not heard, the Defense Department outlined a plan that would formally end one of the last gender or sexually based barriers to military service. There are some members of the service who say that the rules are outdated. And there are others who say, I'm not serving in the trenches with somebody or something I don't know. That would not be the progressive way of looking at this, but it is the way of some. You heard this how many years ago with women? Men said, I don't want to serve next to her. I'll be too worried about taking care of her if something happens to her. So you could say the same thing about somebody who was a man that became a woman. And then,
could be a distraction.
Really? I would think, well, is it a distraction for real, or is it
look
a feigned distraction?
Caitlyn Jenner has been a distraction for society. I mean, looking at her, seeing her, I'm not saying that it's a, you know, it's a great thing or a terrible thing, but she is definitely something that people are looking at, talking about, wondering about. I mean, there's a lot of questions that swirl in your brain when you see Caitlyn Jenner.
Hmm. Carter said, quote, this is the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Ashton Carter, quote, at a time when our troops have learned from experience that the most important qualification for service members should be whether they're able to and willing to do their job, our officers and enlisted personnel are faced with certain rules that tell them the opposite. Moreover, we have transgender soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, real patriotic Americans who I know are being hurt by an outdated, confusing, inconsistent approach to the value of service that individuals can merit. So what is all of that lot of talk? I think what he's saying is there already are transgender soldiers in there. So why are we opening the door more for transgender troops? if they're already allowed. This is the part of the don't ask, don't tell thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably bring up Bo Bergdahl as an example of that, right?
I mean,
Chelsea.
Well, he wasn't so much transgender as wanting an operation.
But Chelsea Manning is.
What's the difference?
Yes,
transgender is someone who feels like they are the other gender and dress and act like that, but don't necessarily have the operation.
Hmm.
And then what are they called after they have the operation?
Mm-hmm. They're called whatever they're...
Want to be called.
Whatever
they are.
So I'm just trying to get it clear, because I think there is a lot of confusion. So Bruce Jenner is what? Because he's had some of the operation already.
But he has no intention of having the major operation.
Oh, that's not what I heard.
that's what he said to in that big interview.
When the latest tabloid suggests.
The latest tabloid said he has every intention, and then that's why the girls are kind of freaking out, because he hasn't been quite as forthright with them, because he didn't want to make them uncomfortable right away, but that he does have that intention. So, and Bo Bergdahl, I would say, does have that, because he became Chelsea Manning, right? So he became a woman. I don't know. That's a fine line for me.
Bo Bergdahl isn't Chelsea Manning.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Bo Bergdahl.
No,
Chelsea Manning.
Bo Bergdahl didn't have any operation.
Runaway soldier.
Right.
No, what's
right.
Chelsea Manning? Chelsea Manning
was the person who worked with Snowden.
Yeah, what's his original name, though? I can't remember. Bradley.
Bradley Manning, that's it, right.
There's too many Bergdahls, Bradleys. Sorry, Bo.
Boo, boo, ba-dee, boo, boo,
you know who I was talking about, though.
The President of the United States made a big announcement yesterday. And I'll tell you all about it in a matter of moments. Right now, I want to tell you about what you can do if you're suffering from hair loss. Thinning hair? Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, is the first and only natural hair thinning treatment that works on the main causes of your hair thinning. Does it safely, naturally? This is something that people like to hear about. And the interesting thing is people say to me, well, you've been talking about this for a couple of years. Doesn't everybody know about it? Well, shockingly, not everybody listens to every word that I say. Sad.
Were you saying something?
But true. Yes.
That's crazy.
How about a girl that I once knew? So, by the way, this is good for girls and for boys, for men and for women, treated hair or not. This is safe. 800-525-8319. I know I piqued your interest already about Provia. So here's what happens. Pretty simply put, there are two things it does. Cleanses the pores in your scalp, allows the follicles of hair to grow back through that are under your scalp, and comes a time when you've lost a lot of hair and you want whatever you can get. You'll also have this agent in Provia that thickens the strand. It's called a volumizer in shampoos. So you got two reasons to get to work on this right now. 800-525-8319. The hope and promise that you'll have hair to talk about, the hair to see. Get your hair back or get your money back. 800-525-8319 for Provia. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get two bottles of Provia. One of them is the regular style that gets used on a daily basis. Then there's the super concentrate that'll really get in there and clean the pores out faster, work better. Both of those for the same price and priority shipping free. 800-525-8319. So get busy, get at it, get on it, fix your hair, get it back. 800-525-8319.
A truck becomes more than a truck the moment our troops climb inside. It's critical to their mission, and they trust it to protect their lives. At Oshkosh Defense, that's exactly what we design our vehicles to do. Our JLTV is no exception. It's built to get our troops to the mission, and more importantly, to bring them home. With so much relying on these vehicles, imagine what we'll save with the Oshkosh JLTV. Oshkosh is JLTV. Anything else is something less.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee, credit, valid port in, high speed is 3G, 4G, prohibited network use rules, and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Kenny and Jennifer and I have the word from B.O. President B.O.
Oh.
has issued something that some people think is stinky, Jennifer. Commutations for 46 individuals. President says America is a nation of second chances. So a couple of things came about. He was condemning the high cost, $80 billion of incarcerating individuals whose offenses are nonviolent. I agree with him 100% on this. 100%. Some good people in our country are coming together around the idea of making the system work smarter and making it work better. And I think that it's about time we actually did something that made some sense to clear out these people from jail that ought not to be there anyway. Nonviolent drug crimes, nonviolent any crimes. I don't care whether drug crimes, crimes that are the so-called white-collar variety. People should not be in prison for this sort of thing. I just think it's folly, foolishness. And well served by not having these 46 men and women who are granted clemency. I'd like to have seen a list of 460 or maybe 4,600 getting commutations, a little at a time, apparently. According to the White House, I think about 90 different commutations for nonviolent drug offenses have been issued. 46 of them yesterday. All right, so what do you think about that? Yes or no, Jennifer?
Yes.
Kenny, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. All right. There you heard it, folks. We've got the bottom end of that story.
The yeas have it.
Yeah. The yeas have it. Ken Jennings is responsible for our thought of the day today.
Is he the Jeopardy guy?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing you like and are good at. Sacred things. Don't screw around with it. Not everybody gets Trebek-delivered redemption from that dreary office job like I did. How many people have...
Trebek redemption.
Trebek redemption.
Do you have Trebek redemption, Debbie?
Uh-huh. I know. I'd like to have had Trebek's job, frankly.
Okay.
That would have been a nice job to have. But, I think that you give it your best shot, in essence. Right? Why wouldn't you want every day to be the best it possibly can be for you? Don't screw around with your life. Don't screw around with the possibilities. Don't screw around with your potential. Take advantage.
In Cabo, they say no bad days.
Where's that?
In Cabo. There's big San
Cabo. Cabo San Lucas?
No bad days.
That's great. Don't worry, Mon. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. No problem. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
When you're dead, you're done. The very prolific, is that prolific? No, that's prophetic song from B.B. King. Yeah, he was prolific and prophetic here. You may be remembering that a couple of people in his family thought he had been poisoned. Medical examiners announcing yesterday no evidence to prove any allegations that B.B. King was poisoned before he died. In fact, he died of natural causes, according to the autopsy test conducted after two of his 11 children said their father had been murdered. Showed the cause of death was actually Alzheimer's, plus physical conditions, coronary heart disease, heart failure, type 2 diabetes, all that stuff. So it closes the investigation into his death. There is no active police investigation, and B.B. King is still dead. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, the story behind the story, so the kids can go poo, as far as anybody else is concerned. He's done so. I didn't realize, I heard all the other stuff before, but I didn't realize Alzheimer's had played into this, Kenny. Did you know that?
That was the big thing that really took him down.
How did I miss that? I was all the heart stuff I remember hearing, but I didn't really remember that he had Alzheimer's. What a shame. Oof. Horrible stuff. All right, so that's the end of that. That puts to rest that issue, let's hope anyway. Speaking of issues, the late-night comedians like to take issues and have their way. And their way is usually amusing, or at least they try to be amusing. So we highlight some of the jokes from Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers here from last night.
Mexico's number one drug lord has escaped from prison and may be headed to the U.S.
Yeah,
so Donald Trump was wrong. They are sending us their best. This drug lord is on the run. His name is El Chapo.
El Chapo.
Well, Donald Trump, true story, Donald Trump is in a Twitter feud with this Mexican drug lord. He is. It's historic. It's the first time Americans have ever sided with a Mexican drug lord.
Yeah.
Love the guy now.
Scott Walker announced that he's running for president, making him the 15th Republican candidate to enter the race. Which I think means we get the 16th one for free. Because I have a punch card.
You got a card.
Yeah, exactly. I have a punch card. Scott Walker is running for president, as many Republicans put it. You had me at Walker. So the Walker's campaign slogan is Reform, Growth, Safety. This is actually similar to Donald Trump's new slogan, Mexico Money Crazy.
Everybody, very exciting. 2016, we're going to have a presidential election, and it seems like every day new people are announcing that they want that job. And that says a lot about this country. So many people want that job. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker this morning officially announced his 2016 presidential campaign. 2016, of course, refers to the number of white guys now running for president.
All right. And then there's good old Wendy Williams, she's not so old. She every day answers questions. Part of her program is to go in the audience and answer questions. Very sage advice, as you can hear in this excerpt from yesterday's program, answering a question for one of the audience members about a boyfriend going on vacation with his ex.
I just started dating a guy. It's only been a month, and we were talking about summer vacations, and he said that he's going on vacation with his ex and her family. It's already paid for. Should I be okay with him going on vacation?
No. Tell him you'll see him in September.
Okay.
Because you know what? Like, don't lose his number. It's not your fault. You've only been dating him for a month.
Yeah.
It's not his fault that he paid for a vacation. And there are a lot of people who still want to get their vacation dollar done.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what happens after margaritas after midnight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so see him in September.
After margaritas, after midnight?
Yes, you know what
that
was then.
After midnight. Isn't that Eric Clapton?
Yes, it is.
Right, after midnight. You're going to, what's that, do those strange things. All right, so no drinks here. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Ron Reagan of MSNBC. Coming right up, after the Charleston massacre, should the rebel flag come down in public places there and elsewhere?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. After the Charleston massacre, there was not a debate about gun rights, but flag rights. Should the Confederate flag come down in public places?
It never should have been up in the first place. This has always been a symbol of white supremacy. It was used that way in the early 20th century with a revival of the Ku Klux Klan. It was used that way at the dawn of the civil rights era. This is one of these instances where an event happens and suddenly we realize what we all already knew. This flag should never have been flying above state houses or anywhere near state houses. Shouldn't be on license plates. There should be no state sanction for a symbol of the most depraved inhumanity imaginable.
I think it's right to take it down from prominent public and official places, and I would never have it part of any state flag. It is, I don't think, exclusively a symbol of race and hatred. I don't think anyone who buys a Confederate flag beach towel or something is necessarily a racist, but it's a flag associated with a cause that ultimately was odious. I don't think it's an image that is tantamount to a Nazi flag.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Ron Reagan of
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Fabulous.
At 33 after the hour, 27 before. There's Jennifer Horn, who's working things over here in terms of her own mind. Ken Kessler, monitoring social media. Help yourself to that. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm Doug here with the key to knowledge. The key to information.
I'd rather have
a key to a car. Sort of a chatty way of you figuring out what's going on in the world by listening to us, and you come up with your own opinions and ideas.
I'd like to use mine, you can.
Yeah, right. To borrow Jennifer's, she's happy to let you have all of her ideas. The Boy Scouts of America have voted to allow gay scout leaders. Fabulous! I wonder, we were just talking a little earlier about the transgender people serving in the U.S. military. Now, more word. Is this just a sign of the times? Is this just us getting to a point where we are accepting those who are different from us? There will be a lot of people who will raise their eyebrows. It's another way of us apparently greasing the slide into a horrible place that no one in their right mind would want to go. So say some. Others say, what's the big deal? Who cares? And then those will say, well, it's just like priests. What would you be interested to know?
I'd be interested to know if transgender people are allowed to join the military, are we on the lam for, do we have to pay for their surgery?
Bradley Manning we paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he...
I do remember that, and that's an outrage because that's an elective surgery.
Yep, it is outrageous.
That's an outrage, especially because he was in prison. So the question is then, do you, with your VA service, get to get the VA to give you a sex change?
Well, isn't it time for us to deal with... People do what they want to do, but don't come to me and ask me to either be supportive or to pay for it. One or the other or both. My opinion is that everybody needs to live their own life, do their own thing, whatever makes you happy. But it really becomes offensive. The act doesn't become offensive. What's offensive is when you find ways of having me pay for something. And this is the whole, this is what's wrong with the whole system, the taxation system, where not only circumstances like this prevail, but there are a lot of charities that exist that I may or may not want to support. So instead of the government helping these charities, and some of them may not be to my liking, I should be able to give to charities of my liking and deduct it. Now, you can do that, but why are we spending money to support charities or support things like this that are not absolutely necessary? We should be paying for things that are absolutely necessary, right?
That's what I would think. I mean, that's the only slippery slope that I can see from this. I'm not one of those people that think, oh, if you allow gays in the military, they're going to be hitting on me all day long. I mean,
that's nonsense.
That's kind of nonsensical. Yeah. But what gets me about this is there is a lot of medical costs that come with this the idea that you're going to transition at some point in life. It's expensive. That's why the transgender community is upset with Bruce Jenner, because they feel like he's going through this so quickly that this is not realistic for most people in his situation. And so if that's the case, if you do join the military and then all of a sudden all your medical expenses are covered, do I get a choice in what I get to pay for? No. I'm going to have to pay for these procedures now.
Yep. Don't like it.
And that's
being,
not fair.
Being transgender doesn't necessarily mean you're having a sex change operation.
No, it doesn't. You can just choose to be that way and not have your private parts changed.
Right. Most of them don't. Yeah. Most who choose or feel they live that lifestyle don't.
Would
have
you be
the
comfortable
operation.
Paying for that surgery as a taxpayer, Ken?
No.
Uh-uh. All right, so it's a done deal. We got that taken care of. 888-302-3684. Or email to Doug or Jen or Jen
Jennifer.
Or KennaDoug7.com. And Kenny Monitoring, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Program. Harper Lee's Go Set a Watchman on sale today. Barnes & Noble says they're going to open 2 hours early because there are so many people who want to buy that book. Already number one on most every book sale list. How about that? Very anticipated novel, which changes the face of the identity of Gregory Peck, thank you. That same era, same kind of star, Gregory Peck's character. So, why is this get everybody so worked up? Because this guy apparently is presented in this book as a racist.
Right, but I think I mentioned to you yesterday, it's a little more than that. It's also people questioning whether or not this is Harper Lee's work or not.
Yes. What did you start to say, Kenny?
I think a lot of people just like to stir things up because most of the people who are so upset about this haven't read it yet because it comes out today.
Right. Kind of like the Catholic Church getting upset about a movie they haven't seen yet.
Exactly.
Right? Same sort of thing. Or your mother says, I told you not to do that. Why? Because I said so. And then mom really hasn't looked into it. It just didn't feel right that you should do those things, whatever they were. Don't do that. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the most important thing about the world is that it's Cow Appreciation Day.
Hmm.
Chick-fil-A franchise is offering a free sandwich to anybody dressed like a cow.
Oh, they love doing that. I really wish you would dress up and go to Chick-fil-A just for the show.
Just for the fun of it?
Uh-huh.
Really? Cow Appreciation Day.
Weirdo. No singing.
Eric Garner.
Moomow. Yes.
How many people remember Eric Garner?
Sure.
It's pretty much been a year since he died. Can you believe that? Eric Garner accepted, well, he didn't because he's no longer with us, but his family got $5.5 million yesterday from New York City. The city did not admit liability. Remember how this happened? Mr. Garner died at the hands of the police, put him in a chokehold while arresting him for selling illegal cigarettes. And from that, I think this past year of upset about the police started with this. You agree or disagree? Mr. Garner's, that event started this whole groundswell of upset with the police. And it has triggered.
I don't even remember where it all started, but protests. He was definitely one of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, especially in the minority communities. Minority communities. That sort of sticks in my craw, too, when I see that or say it myself. The transgender community. The black community. Like there's a wall around where these people live, and nobody can come in and nobody can go out. Stay out of our community. There's a new community being built in Framingham. It's the radiator repair community. Hmm. Only people can go in there are people who know how to fix radiators. That's an
very exclusive.
But I mean, that's as asinine as all of this other stuff, isn't it? We'll have a community for radio people.
Well, we do.
It's smaller all the time. Speaking of radio people, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a moment or two. There are a lot of things on his mind, as usual. And I think that what you're going to find is that if you stick around for the next few minutes, you'll be rewarded well because you'll have a better understanding of how your body works in about 8 to 9 minutes than you have right now. I guarantee you will have a better understanding of how your body works. So stick around for that next here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hello, I'm Julie Law of Amazon.com. On July 15th, which is the eve of Amazon's 20th birthday, we're introducing Prime Day, a one-day global shopping event offering Prime members more deals than Black Friday. Prime members can shop thousands of lightning deals and receive unlimited, fast, free shipping. The deals start at midnight Pacific time with new deals starting as often as every 10 minutes. To participate in Prime Day, anyone can sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime at Amazon.com/Prime Day. Plus, there's so much more to Prime than deals. We're also kicking off the Prime Living Photo Contest, so members can submit photos for the chance to win a $10,000 Amazon gift card. Just show us how Prime has helped you save time or money or have more fun. We call that Prime Living. To participate in the photo contest, go to Amazon.com/Prime Living.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
45 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Now we are joined by Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a well-known NUCCA chiropractor. You can look up NUCCA, N-U-C-C-A. I'll tell you that it's a specialty. There are only a few hundred people around the world who are chiropractors that deal just with your neck. And we're going to talk about that in a matter of moments. But first, I want to highlight what's going on with the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Jack and his wife, Mary, are responsible for a weekly podcast called The Forbidden Doctor. and in it there are bits and pieces of information that you won't find anywhere else that have to do with your health and well-being. And tens of thousands of people download this every week. This week, the focus on curing headaches, migraines, that sort of thing. In order to understand the cure, you got to understand the cause, right? Uh-huh.
A mechanical problem.
All right, let's try this over again because it seems that you were out to lunch for the first few seconds there. So this is brilliant. I'll start it over again. Take two. The cure for headaches and migraines would require us to understand the cause, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it's usually a mechanical origin. Something is out of place, putting pressure on a nerve that goes up into the skull. Very simple to fix.
Mm-hmm. And so very simple to fix. So this podcast is simple to listen to?
Oh, yes, yes. All these podcasts. I think we just finished number 25 or something like that. We're a couple of weeks in advance, of course, because we want them in the can ready to go in case we decide to, you know, to come back and visit you for a week.
I got it. Okay. So in terms of what does cause, let's have a little, you said it's mechanical usually. Some people think that caffeine causes migraines, and that's not the case.
Well, caffeine can cause them. Caffeine can cure them because of the vasodilation, constriction that takes place with blood supply to the brain.
Right.
There's very little in the brain that actually senses pain. It's usually just the system that drains blood from the brain that has pain sensors, and the meninges, the dura, the sac that contains the brain, and the cerebral spinal fluid that has pain sensors. But the brain itself is, that's why usually when they do surgery on the brain, many times the patient's awake, guiding them through their brain because of sensations that are triggered by the instruments.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about something I learned in a class that I took last night, focused on the body, self-care, and how important the spine is, all the way down to all the way up, if you will. You specialize in the Nuka chiropractic world in just what there is going on in the neck from the shoulders up. But maybe you would spend a moment explaining to people how it is that all of our health, all of it, is dependent on our posture and our spine.
Well, very little happens in the body without the brain telling it to do something, regulating what's going on, or stopping something from happening. And so you have what's called the central nervous system, and that's the nerve tissue that's inside the skull and inside the spine. And then the peripheral nervous system is everything outside of that. And the way the head sits on the neck and the constant pull of gravity through the body
mm-hmm.
will create patterns all the way down to your feet, in fact, that control the posture. And posture and the muscle tensegrity that's necessary to keep you upright against gravity will affect the function of those nerves. So that's why two of the easiest things for me to fix is low back pain and sciatica, because almost invariably, unless there's a direct injury to the lower part of the spine, those things are caused by the head being out of balance with the neck and the resulting muscle tightness, spasms, compression in the low back that grab a hold of those nerves.
All right. So what I also learned in this seminar that I took last night was that most of the problems we have with our neck and spine come at birth, the way we are pulled out or come out of the womb, and what happens during the first few months. There's nothing worse, I was told, and I can understand that, than picking up a baby and throwing it up in the air and trying to get it to, oh, you know how people do. They say, oh, look at this, and they move the baby around and do severe damage to the neck
absolutely.
And spine.
The first baby through the birth canal, if the baby's born naturally, can have as many as 50 to 60 pounds per square inch on their skull getting through the birth canal. And until those muscles are stretched, even the second one can have that kind of compression on the skull.
Right.
Babies that are born with forceps or vacuum assisted or born C-section will often get a hanging injury trying to get the baby outside the incision through the abdominal wall and the uterine wall.
So the best thing that could happen would be for you to get chiropractic care for the baby almost immediately after it's born.
Oh, the youngest baby, the youngest patient I've ever had was 4 hours old. It couldn't breathe because of a difficult birth. And as soon as I worked on the child, You can see the lungs fill with air.
Yeah. See, this is it. Posture and how you walk and how you sit. You're supposed to sit on the edge of the chair, not back in the chair, for health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. You can check out the Forbidden Doctor newsletter, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Thanks, Jack.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Minutes after the hour, Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program with Greg Stebbin, joining Jennifer and Kenny and me with the overview of the Amazon. Well, this is something that seems to me to be a little overdone by the news media, called Amazon Prime Day. We'll find out how the biggies are shaking it out with the mid-sized persons and people. Has Amazon won already in its battle against Walmart? I can probably tell the whole story here, and I don't need Greg, but that's not a good thing, because Greg often adds an important twist to the reality of technology items. So I've said actually pretty much nothing in the last 60 seconds. Other than warm you up for Greg. I've wasted this last minute of your lives, folks.
Are you hoping one of us will dive in and save you?
No, I don't know. Does it sound like I need saving? I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can save all of us in a moment here on Good Day.
Greetings, I'm the Wyndham Rewards Wizard, and it's time to create some memories together. Here we go.
Save today, save tomorrow when you book direct at BaymontInns.com. Get 15% off now at a Baymont Inn and Suites and earn 3,000 bonus points. That could get you up to 60% off your next stay at Baymont Inn and Suites or win a thousand of Wyndham Rewards hotels. It's only for Wyndham Rewards members, so join for free and book today at BaymontInns.com.
That's Wyndham Rewards magic. You've earned this.
15% off rate is non-cancelable. Visit WyndhamRewards.com/3000 for terms.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
All right. So what the heck's going on here? There is Greg Stemmen is with us. Probably already know that this is the day when war is scheduled to break out between Amazon and Walmart. This seems rather contrived, do you think?
Oh, totally contrived.
Yes. All right. So Greg is the Men's Health Magazine contributor on technology. What have you found out in your research as to what actually this is all about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You and I are here saying, oh, this is totally contrived. Well, Black Friday is totally contrived, and millions of people with billions of dollars buy into it every year, and now there's Cyber Monday, the Monday after Black Friday, also totally contrived. So why shouldn't Amazon take a shot at creating something called Prime Day? Walmart has now jumped in and is throwing all kinds of insults at Amazon to try to get you to shop at Walmart instead of Amazon. It's actually tomorrow, the 15th.
Right.
But what I find interesting here is the truth is, in this battle between Amazon and Walmart, Amazon has already won. Because we're talking about Amazon Prime Day, no matter what Walmart does to get attention for themselves. I mean, good job, Walmart. I'm not saying that. But Amazon has already won because this time next year, even if Amazon doesn't have Prime Day, we'll be debating whether Amazon will have Amazon Prime Day. But the word Walmart will not appear in any of those discussions or will be a side note. So we've all been had. Amazon has already pulled it off. It's already been successful, and the sales haven't even started yet. So hats off to you,
Amazon.
It's Christmas in July. And so I got interested in, you know, Amazon is big. Walmart is big. How big are these companies? Let me just throw out a few stats that are pretty eye-opening. Amazon has 154,000 employees. Walmart has 2.2 million employees. Amazon in 2014 had $89 billion in sales. Walmart had $482 billion in sales. And here's the one that I find very staggering. On Black Friday in 2014, on Cyber Monday, Amazon sold 18 toys per second. 18 toys per second. Walmart on Black Friday sold 1,400 TVs per second. 1,400 TVs per second. That's a staggering number of sales. That's how big these two companies are, and even in relationship to each other.
Amazing, isn't it? Woof. But it just shows how much hype there is to all of this stuff. 2,000 online rollbacks, yabba-dabba-doo. I thought it was interesting. Japan, according to a story at DougSteffen.com, covering Mount Fuji with free Wi-Fi. Why would you want free Wi-Fi on Mount Fuji would be a question. If you're a hardcore mountaineer, I suppose that's good news. Greg Stemmen here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.